She knew all of them, of course. In fact, she'd spent more than a little time helping them, and her father, ponder the unpalatable situation they faced. At 17, Iris Dakin was not a typical teenager, and her grasp of the problems confronting them was as good as any of Hector's older counselors could have boasted.
"They said it was obelisks," she said, and Hector nodded.
"It was. Andrei saw them at the last minute." His nostrils flared.
"He saved my life, Iris, and it cost him his."
"Oh, no,"
she said softly. Tears brimmed in her eyes for a moment.
"He was so nice, Father."
"Yes, he was," Hector agreed.
"Do we have any idea who it was?" she asked after a moment, with the air of someone who was just as happy to change the subject.
"If you mean the men who actually fired the quarrels, then no," her father admitted. "Philip's men have recovered the obelisks themselves, but we don't have any idea who the marksmen were." He shrugged. "As far as who might have been responsible for sending them, you're just about in time to help us start speculating."
"Caleb!"
Iris more than half hissed the name. The eyes, which had been filled with tears moments before, glittered with fury now, and Hector shrugged. "Possibly. In fact, I'd have to say probably under the circumstances. I'm reasonably confident it wasn't some spontaneous act of rebellion on the part of my subjects, at any rate. Beyond that, I'm not really sure of anything, though. For all I know, it could have been one of our own nobles. Someone who's afraid of what's going to happen and figures putting me out of the way might make it easier to placate Caleb."
"My prince, you don't really..."
Corrus began. "No, I don't really think that's what's happened," Hector said, shaking his head. "I'm not quite that frightened of shadows yet, Philip. All I meant was that, as you yourself just said, we really don't know who it was."
"It was Caleb,"
Iris said, coldly.
"Who else would want you dead badly enough to try an assassination in the middle of your own capital, in the middle of the day?"
"My love," Hector said, turning back to her with a crooked smile. "The list of people who would like to see me dead is a very lengthy one, I'm afraid. You know that. At this particular moment, Caleb would be at the head of my own list of likely suspects, I'll admit that. But it could also have been Narmon, or Charlian. She's never made any secret of how she feels about me. For that matter, it could have been Zebediah, or one of the Grand Duke's associates. Or simply someone who hates me for a completely separate reason and figured suspicion would automatically focus on Caleb instead of him. I've told you before, when something like this happens, you must never close your mind to any possibility until you have at least some firm pieces of evidence."
"Yes, Father."
Iris inhaled again, then nodded once, sharply.
"I still say Caleb's the most likely, but you're right. Until we have something more than automatic suspicion to base our thinking on, I'll try to keep an open mind about other possible subjects."
"Good." Hector reached out to cup the back of her head in his right palm for a moment, smiling at her. Then he turned back to Corrus, Anvil Rock, and Tartarian, and his expression hardened. "I want to know who was really behind it," he told them flatly. "Use as many men and as much gold as it takes, but find out who was behind it."
"My prince, if mortal men can discover that, my investigators will. But in all honesty, I have to warn you that the odds of success are problematical at best. Generally, when something like this comes out of nowhere, the investigators either get a break in the first few hours or days, or else they never get one."
"That's not acceptable, Philip,"
Iris said in a cold, hard voice.